Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Here's a make you think Dave's World.
Oh,
Brian.
God. Brian Devine sent this to me, right? He said it's entitled School 1970 versus 2010.
Oh,
right. So here's a scenario for you. Johnny and Mark, they get into a fist fight after school. Mm. In 1970, a crowd gathers, Johnny wins, Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up best mates for life. In 2010, the police are called, they arrest Johnny and Mark, charge them both with assault. They're both expelled even though Mark started it. Both children go to anger management programs for 3 months and the school board hold meetings to implement bullying prevention programs.
And not forgetting that the whole fight was videoed and put up on YouTube.
Scenario, Robbie won't keep still in class and disrupts the other students. In 1970, Robbie's sent to the office and given 6 of the best by the headmaster, returns to class, sits still and does not disrupt the class again. In 2010, Robbie's given a huge dose of Ritalin and becomes a zombie and then tested for ADD. Billy breaks a window in his neighbour's car and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. In 1970, Billy is then more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college and becomes a successful businessman. In 2010, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse and Billy's removed to foster care and joins a gang. Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. In 1970, Mark gets a glass of water from the teacher to take the aspirin with. In 2010, the police are called, Mark is expelled from school for drug violations and his car is searched for drugs and weapons. Another scenario for you. Johnny takes apart leftover firecrackers from Halloween, puts them in the model Airfix paint bottle and blows up an ant's nest.
Oh, we've all done that. Did you ever put explosives in an Airfix plane?
No, and I never put it in an ant's nest.
No, not the ant's nest.
Oh yeah, put it in an Airfix plane and watch it disintegrate.
Something that took you 6 hours to make, destroyed in 0.6 seconds.
Well, in 1970, what happens is the ants die. In 2010, police, armed forces, anti-terrorism squad are called. Johnny's charged with domestic terrorism. His parents are investigated. His siblings are removed from the home. His computers are confiscated. And Johnny's dad goes on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. Johnny falls while running during break and scrapes his knee. He's found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. In 1970, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. In 2010, Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in prison. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy.
And sues the school, no doubt.
Of course, of course, of course. If you like this list, it's some good stuff on it. Drop us an email, davehasnofriends@98fm.com, and I shall send it out to you. Dave has no friends at 98fm.com.